Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Just want to continue on today. I try to get this wrapped up today if we can. We've been speaking about some more of the false teachers and these prophets and guys out there that's prophesying all the different things and some new names that we've been bringing to you to give you an idea just of the scope. And like I said, we've just touched the minute part of all the different ones that's out there living off the people like they do, swindling them. It's enough to scare you half to death when you really think about it. We want to continue on a little bit today with C. Peter Wagner. A lot of people may have heard of him, C. Peter Wagner. I believe he was with the guy out in Colorado there for a while, Haggard. But anyway, he's part of this NAR deal. He's also, you know, the National School of Prophets and mobilizing the prophetic office, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, he's under the guise here of vertical apostles. He says ecclesiastical apostles, apostles who are given authority over a sphere which includes a number of churches, presumably in an apostolic network headed up by an apostle. Then you got the functional apostles. Apostles who are given authority over those who have an ongoing ministry in a certain specific sphere of service which has defined boundaries of participation. And then you got your apostolic team members, which are apostles whose apostolic ministry functions in conjunction with an apostle who is seen as the leader of a team of one or more peer-level vertical apostles. They may be assigned specific spheres by the leading apostle. They are more than administrators or assistants or armor-bearers. Then you got your congregational apostles. These are apostles functioning as senior pastors of dynamic, growing churches of more than 700-800 people. Now, you've also got horizontal apostles. Now, I know this sounds pretty stupid and pretty, like, far-fetched, I guess you'd say. I'm sure a lot of you out there are going, what in God's name are you talking about? Well, I'm just telling you, this is what these guys have put together here. So let's go on with it. They got horizontal apostles. These are convening apostles, apostles who have the authority to call together on a regular basis peer-level leaders who minister in a defined field. Then you got your ambassadorial apostles, apostles who have itinerant, frequently international ministries of catalyzing and maturing apostolic movements on a broad scale. Then you got your mobilizing apostles, apostles who have the authority to take leadership in bringing together qualified leaders in the body of Christ for a specific cause or project. Then you've got territorial apostles, apostles who have been given authority for leading a certain segment of the body of Christ in a given territorial sphere, such as a city or state. Then you've got the marketplace apostles. It seems clear that some marketplace apostles would be vertical, perhaps within a large company, while others would be horizontal, bringing together peer-level marketplace apostles. The more we work with marketplace apostles, the more clarity will come in due time. That's his words on this, by the way. I'm just dumbfounded. Ecclesiastical apostles, functional apostles, apostolic team members, congregational apostles, those are all vertical apostles. Then you've got convening apostles, ambassadorial apostles, mobilizing apostles, territorial apostles, marketplace apostles. Those are all horizontal apostles. Here's something, some things that Sandy Simpson had to say on the deal. And the Bible does not speak at all about any of these apostolic categories that C. Peter Wagner claims that he is the head apostle of, and that he has the same authority as a foundational apostle. There, nowhere in the Bible do you find this kind of nonsense. But anyway, what else does it say? Apostles and prophets, the foundation of the church, and I identify as James, an apostle, as my function as a horizontal apostle to bring the people to the body of Christ. Not only can I do it, I love to do it. Yesterday, I was the apostle with a group of about 15 to 20 prophets. We met all day long, and these prophets, many of whom are going to be speakers in this conference, come under my guidance. Now, I don't know. Like I said, once again, I really feel bad that this guy thinks that this is all scriptural. I personally just don't see it. But anyway, that's my take on that. But anyway, he goes on to say, said, I was an apostle with a group of about 15 to 20 prophets. We met all day long. And these prophets, many of whom are going to be speakers in this conference, come under my guidance, coordination, and leadership as an apostle. They each have apostles in their own networks, but I mean they are under spiritual. But I'm the one that brings them together, and when I bring them together, things happen. Now, that's what C. Peter Wagner said on May the 11th, 2002 in Colorado Springs, take number one of his that conference thing. Well, the Bible does speak about those who, you know, claim to be equal to the foundational apostles, of course. 2 Corinthians 11, 12 through 15, it says that I will keep on doing what I'm doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness, their end will be what their actions deserve. Well, you know, Wagner has only developed his unbiblical theology in more detail as the years have gone by. The man thinks that he is the head apostle of all these apostles. But number one, none of these apostles are called by God. They're all, you know, people that want to go to his school to learn to be apostles. These guys have got schools out there, folks, that charge to go to their school to learn to be an apostle. It has nothing to do with God saying, you're my man. It's got to do with them deciding they want to do it, and they want to pay to get it done, and that they claim they can do it, and they got the authority to. That's nonsense. I do not believe for 5 seconds that any of these people have any right to claim to be a prophet of God unless they're just absolutely called by God to be so. God calls you to be a prophet, then you'll be a prophet. I cannot find it. I haven't found it, I should say. I have not found anywhere in the Bible where God said to practice to be an apostle, to go and study for a couple years first, or to go to this certain school and learn this. I just don't see it no place. I'm sorry, but God didn't need to have people go to school and get out of school and say, okay, I went to school, Lord, now I'm ready. Hey, could you use me for something? I'd like to be an apostle. Well, maybe God doesn't answer somebody. Well, you know, I went to school to be an apostle. I might as well become one anyway. You see, it's nothing to do with God anymore. It's got to do with man. And that's totally wrong. That's where we go wrong. Another one of these false teachers out there, a name everybody's heard, I guess, by now, Rick Warren. What a creature. A man who has an opportunity in his hands to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to so many millions of people, and yet he wants to do all this silly, silly nonsense that he's doing now. On July 5th, the Washington Times Outline reported that Pastor Rick Warren told his Islamic audience, the Islamic Society of North America, that he envisions a coalition of faith. I don't know what Bible Rick Warren's reading from. I don't know what Jesus Rick Warren claims to be reading from. I don't have any idea what he thinks he's doing, but I can tell you this, he's not doing anything that the Lord would want him to do in that respect. There can be no unity. Now listen closely. Rick Warren says different, but I'm sorry, he's wrong. There can be no unity between true believers and a false religion that denies that God has a son and that Jesus Christ was crucified and died for the sin of the world and died for you and me. Muslims cannot be saved unless they believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified to pay the penalty for our sins and risen again to guarantee us eternal life. It's that simple. Faith in the false god Allah is not the same as faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, there can be no coalition of faith between those two faiths, because they do not believe in the same God, the same Godhead, the same Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So what unity is there? It'd be a unity of false beliefs. And if that's what he wants, well, that's what I guess he'll get. But it certainly is not going to be biblical, and it's certainly wrong. And Rick Warren is led umpteen thousands and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, to believe some pretty wrong stuff, folks. And that's just really sad when the man has that much of an audience that he can't do the true work of the Lord instead of his own nonsense. It's really sad. Brian McLaren's another name that a lot of people heard of. He decided that he was going to participate in the Muslim Ramadan. And here was his prayer that he prayed on day one. Ramadan 2009, day one. Here is my prayer today. God, creator of all people in this month, when a billion people will observe Ramadan with fasting and prayer, with devotional reading and with the kindness to the needy, may your spirit be at work in the hearts of Muslims, Christians, and Jews, who together make up over half the world's population, as well as people of other faiths and no stated faith. May your gentle voice call us to move beyond our tribal visions of a deity who loves us but hates them. Help us to see you more truly as you are, a God who is pure light, a God who is pure light, rich in mercy, whose mercy triumphs over judgment, who knows us each by name, and who graciously considers us beloved, wherever we are from, whatever our background, whatever labels we apply to ourselves or others apply to us. May your voice of truth call us to question the prejudices and misconceptions about you and about one another that we learned from well-meaning but misinformed authority figures, even when they thought they were speaking in your name. Holy moly. Well, you know, the Holy Spirit would only be at work among those who have heard the gospel in order to convict them of their sins to start with, folks. The Holy Spirit is not at work among unrepentant people of false religions. Notice that, you know, McLaren never mentions the gospel, nor would he, because it would break up the unity he's trying to forge with Islam. Number two on this this prayer here of Brian McLaren, it says, the Christian concept of God does not come from tribal visions. It comes from the true prophets and those who wrote the Bible, breathed by the Holy Spirit. Our religion is the only true one, and all the others are false religions. God loved everyone enough to send his son to die for us, but we must each make a decision to believe in Jesus Christ in order for God's love to have a meaning in our lives. It's that simple. But God does hate sin, and those who continue in unbelief, including Muslims, are self-condemned to hell. Once again, it's that simple. It just is that simple. I guess everybody tries to make it so difficult they can't understand anything anymore. So that's nonsense. Okay, whatever labels, he says. Well, Islam is a religion, not a label. Christianity is true religion, not a label. Christians don't have misconceptions about Islam. They have the facts and know that Muslims worship a false god, a moon god like Baal. If the misinformed authority figures McLaren is talking about those who know the basis of the false religion of Islam, then I'm afraid the misinformed person is probably McLaren, not anybody else. That's a fact, folks. And that in itself there is saddening. You know, that's what I say. These people have been around for so long, but yet it seems like they know nothing. But I guess, you know, more amazing than that is the fact that these people have been around so long that you would think that the common person listening to them, the Christian that's being misled by these people, sad to say, you would think that they would have caught on by now and realized that there is some just real ignorant stuff going on around here. You would really think that they would have caught on to these people's teachings. But instead, it seemed like the more they listen to them, the longer they listen to them, the longer they think that they're just perfect almost. It's amazing how people can be so misled so easily. It's scary. Anyway, out of time, gotta go. See you tomorrow. God bless you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.